My next discussion is a very interesting one. You know, from the errant child that is SAA to the perfect child you are hoping to give birth to in these coming months. Many people would have found themselves pregnant or were potentially pregnant when lockdown began. And if you recall, all elective surgeries were put on hold. And that would include, for example, a cesarean section and the like. And so we're curious, except under an emergency circumstance, I imagine. So we've been curious to find out what the expectations must be for those who are actually expecting. Are you necessarily going to be giving birth naturally? Are you potentially going to be turning to midwifery for assistance? We speak to Dr. Magriet Wibbelink, midwife specialist and general manager of the Sister Lillian Center and editor of Sensitive Midwifery magazine, up next to talk about what those expectations might be. Dr. Wibbelink, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Refilwe.
Hi, it's such a pleasure to be here.
Indeed. Please help us understand, has there been any change in the take-up of your services since the beginning of lockdown?
Yes, there has quite been. And also I've done some research amongst midwives along all over the country. And we've all seen a definite increase in inquiries and also for women opting for home births, definitely. Also, more and more women that would normally go the hospital gynae route now, you know, exploring the options for home birth. We've all seen a massive increase.
I mean, one of the biggest risks, or I suppose the biggest fears, I suppose like most superbugs or pneumonia, is that one might even catch COVID-19 in the hospital. Has that been raised?
Yes, I think that's definitely one of the fears that women are having out there. And currently, now that COVID has really come close to everyone, it's also the fear of the system not really functioning properly.
How do you mean?
It's both ways. Some hospitals that are just not really coping with the demand
right.
that's going on, are they?
Okay. And so are there, I mean, we're hearing some hectic anecdotes. Are there enough beds for the normal services, for example, the normal take up of the average number of births that would be expected around this time?
I think all the hospitals are really doing their best to accommodate and keep going with the maternity services they have. It really is going to depend the answer on this question, whether we talk government sector or private sector. And per hospital, how they are coping. But we have been, especially where I'm at, some our government hospitals had to close for at least a week, which put a tremendous stress on women because now they have to travel far to go give birth. And also the theatres have to be closed. So especially in this time, I've been getting lots of phone calls from really worried mommies to if I would assist them, with home births, and that's what's happening. I've heard it from more midwives all over.
And
however, it's puts extra strain on us also, obviously.
I can only imagine, Dr. Wibbelink.
I can only do that much.
I can imagine. Now, also, is it as easy as just saying, okay, I'll give birth at home? I mean, is the average home set up to welcome a baby? As you know, many people, if I'm struggling to socially distance in my home, surely I'd struggle to find space necessarily, or the appropriately clean space, sterile space to bring a child into the world.
Yeah, correct. I mean, obviously, the same screening that in normal occasions will happen to see if it's feasible to do at home and if the woman is low risk and not have any indications that things might need intervention. So we screen as we normally screen, and that's already filters out quite a lot of people. And then also, we do look at a home, but normally you don't really, that's the beauty of home birth, need too much to get birth. So it's not that. And obviously we screen before the time. So you have a good indication who you're dealing with, because with home birth scenarios and the private service you offer, you really get to know the clients you're working with very well. And we let them get tested if there are any symptoms, obviously. And then, but if they're tested negative, it already puts people in a whole different space and makes things easier.
And doctor, if there's an emergency, you know, do you set up a home birth also on the basis of how far or close you are to a hospital if you need one? Is it a likelihood? What are the, do you have procedures in place anyway for if you need a backup?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yes, we work the same as we normally would, and that is that backup should be organized. We should be in place in case you need to transfer, that it's all smooth goings. You can't be too far from a hospital, indeed. The rule of thumb is 20 minutes to 30 minutes max. So we will handle a case as we would normally do if we need to refer. The beauty of a home birth is that we don't need to refer many times. So that is just to assure a woman, if they're low risk, especially if they've given birth before, then home births are really very safe and very, very beautiful options. And the thing that we've noticed is that that we need to be aware of is that the ambulances, if you need to refer, ambulances are also overburdened. There's sometimes a delay in them. So it would be good and advisable to also have a backup plan there.
Got you.
Just that you have all your boxes checked.
Dr. Vibbeling, thank you so much for giving us that perspective. We can find out more about this from the Sister Lillian Center. Dr. Magriet Vibbeling is a midwife specialist. She's the general manager of the Sister Lillian Center and the editor of Sensitive Midwifery magazine. Thanks so much for giving us that insight.